All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have really big breaking news right now, multiple stories. That's going to be coming up. An attempted assassination of Vladimir Putin is suspected. This just happened. But first, before we start covering that on the other side, a little humor to start the show. This is from the Babylon Bee. What happens when an L.A. couple moves to Texas, as so many are now doing?
Honey, someone's going to the house. Someone's going to the house. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do?
I'm going to call the pops. I'm going to call the pops.
We're recording you.
No. It's okay. I'm just your neighbor. Coming by to say howdy.
Oh. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we're not used to people stopping by to say howdy without assaulting us first, robbing us, or defecating on our lawn.
Sometimes all three.
The trifecta. We're from Los Angeles.
Just moved to Texas.
I figured.
Oh, the California plates?
Oh, yeah, the masks. Inside your own house, no one else around. 2022.
We just want to be extra safe.
We feel naked without masks.
We'll probably wear them for the rest of our lives.
We'll be buried in them.
Okay. Well, you seem like a lovely couple. Like I said, I just wanted to drop by and welcome you to the neighborhood.
Why? Do you want something?
Oh, no. I think he's being friendly. People around here are friendly, like we've seen in the movies, right?
I thought that was just make-believe, like superheroes or families that go to church.
No. That's a myth. This is real life.
So, I live in that house over yonder. Name's Kevin.
Hi, Kevin. I'm Timpani. She, her.
And I'm Steve. He, him.
What are your pronouns?
Well, I don't believe in pronouns. I think they're reductive. In fact, just your asking about it is a microaggression.
Oh, my gosh. I am so sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, it's okay. I'm just messing with you. I like all pronouns. My favorite is you.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Exactly. So, if you need anything, just holler. My wife and I would be happy to help.
Baby, he has a gun.
I'm calling the cop.
I'm recording you.
No. Recording. It's okay. It's okay. It's just my sidearm. Everybody here has a gun.
Sorry. We don't really like guns. There's a lot of crime where we're from.
I understand. There's not a lot of crime here.
Why?
Because everybody here has a gun.
I don't get it.
It doesn't add up. I don't.
You'll get used to it.
But what if I don't want to get used to it? Guns? People walking up to your driveway without masks and without pronouns? I don't think I can live like this.
Well, if it makes you feel more at home, we just recently replaced a lot of our electrical grid with unreliable wind power.
Baby.
It helps. But honestly, I just don't think I can do this. Where's the police sirens? Where's the helicopters overhead? Where's the needles in this street? I just can't live like this. It's so hot. And the bugs are so big.
But we just think so much on the bug
alone. Pretty funny stuff right there from the Babylon Bee. But the couple actually goes back to L.A.,
Are you a purveyor of fine goods?
There you go, from the Babylon Bee. All right, so a little humor to start the transmission, but folks, it's going to get real serious real fast. With the news coming out of Russia today, the news coming out of the U.S. today, and the sickening, disgusting behavior American children are being subjected to in the classroom. Truly disgusting stuff. And it's your usual suspects doing it.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm a little bit at a loss to start the transmission, ladies and gentlemen, on this Wednesday, September 14th, 2022, because I'm doing kind of the final stages of prep work for the show, and I get all the news on my desk, and I'm all organized and ready to go. I got like 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes to kind of just maybe look at, see if there's anything else breaking, standard stuff, and it's just like, oh, Vladimir Putin's limo attacked an assassination attempt, and it's like barely even a news story. And it's even more shocking considering all the anti-Russia propaganda going on right now and all the claims of victory for Ukraine, and they're backing Russia off, and Russia is suffering thousands of deaths, and the latest assault on the Russian troops on the eastern Ukrainian front has been a massive victory, a setback for Russia, and it's all great, and we're going to send more money, and we're going to send more weapons. See, it's been worth it. Now, whether that's true or not, who knows with all the lies and propaganda coming out of that region. If it is true, it's really the U.S. versus Russia in a war, and Ukraine is just kind of the proxy and the battlefield, which is a dangerous precedent, a dangerous situation as it is. And then I guess this is just breaking now too. Another Putin ally dead after suffocating on business trip. Remember, they tried to kill the other journalist who was pro-Russia, pro-Putin, ended up killing his daughter. And so now this other Putin ally, and now Putin himself. Vladimir Putin's car attacked with bomb, an assassination attempt over Ukraine invasion, Kremlin insider claims. So, folks, I don't know what's going on. I mean, I won't sit here and act like Russia wouldn't false flag itself, just like any other country might do. Just like the U.S. has done. Just like the U.S. does to us every day. In the current situation of events, I don't believe Russia is the bad guy here, and I don't want anything to do with Russia and Ukraine. I don't like the U.S. being an aggressor in the situation. I don't like NATO being used as a, not a piggy bank, but just a straight up money laundering operation for these other countries taking our money. We get nothing, and then we have to rush in to defend Ukraine, and NATO's not even there. Why are we funding them? So, I haven't seen any claims that Putin would false flag an assassination against himself to ramp up the war in Ukraine for his own agenda. But I don't know how this isn't a bigger news story as I'm sitting at my desk with all the news on next to me and I'm printing out all the news and then it's like, oh, assassination attempt against Putin. So it's bad, folks. And this is ahead of Putin meeting with Xi Jinping for the first time in years. And we know that China and Russia are starting to form a little bit of a partnership here, are starting to become allies against the Western-based anti-human globalists. So it's a very, very dangerous situation right now in Ukraine. It's a very, very dangerous situation right now with the U.S. acting as the aggressor against Russia. And with all these assassination attempts in Russia and assassinations of Russians, and now the attempt on Putin's life, it equals bad news. It equals bad news for the planet. And it's worse news because for us, our filthy, disgusting, warmongering government has now put our lives and our country at stake because of decades, centuries old strifes and tensions between Russia and Ukraine. Our bloodthirsty, greedy, warmongering government just cannot avoid dipping its toe into the next big war. And so now we are involved in a war that has nothing to do with us. And whoever it is that's over there pushing Russia to the brink, whoever it is over there killing Russians, whoever it is backing Ukraine in this, it appears to be mostly U.S. and Western proxy groups over there. But whoever it is, the restraint from Russia has actually been pretty impressive. But I have a bad feeling it's not going to be so restraining. Russia is not going to be so filled with restraint here in Ukraine if this continues, especially if they start trying to kill Putin. And this didn't have to have anything to do with us. And now we're going to be set up in a situation geopolitically against Russia, and then it's also going to be against China, and then all the other puzzle pieces will fall after that, and I'm not so sure the West is looking so strong, especially with the leadership that we have who doesn't even want us to be energy independent. So this is a truly dangerous situation for the United States of America that, once again, is totally unnecessary, but we will be forced into, because that's how corrupt and out of control our government is. And it's so far from America first. It's so far from thinking about the American people first with foreign policy that I don't know if there is any coming back unless it's getting involved in another horrible war situation that we should have never been involved with, which might be the situation next with Russia. So it's really surreal, actually, that the mainstream media and our politicians were building this up as like the biggest thing, the worst thing months ago, when it was really just par for the course activity between Russia and Ukraine in eastern Ukraine. And it'd been that way for decades. And they're panicked telling you, oh, this is the worst thing ever. This is the most biggest oppression of the Ukrainian people. Folks, in case you didn't know, I mean, there's videos coming out from downtown Ukraine. I don't know why. I guess people are just on the internet posting videos of themselves at bars and everything, just like they do here in America. And people are going and finding videos from all over Ukraine, and it's people out enjoying life, just like here in America, going to bars, going to dinner, having drinks out on the town square, going to dances, going to parties, going to concerts, totally normal stuff. And then you're told how bad it is, and you need to send them $100 billion in half of a year. People in Ukraine don't even know what's going on. But it's the Western media hyping it up. It was our politicians hyping this up months ago. Now the temperature in the region is actually starting to reach a boiling point. Now the tensions have gone beyond par for the course. Now it's actually getting real bad, and there's an assassination attempt on Putin, and it's barely even a blip on the radar now. Oh, I guess because our politicians have already laundered the $100 billion out of the U.S. into Ukraine and into their pockets and their friends' pockets, I guess they don't really care about the situation anymore. I guess now that you have assassinations and assassination attempts going on, they don't care as much. They've already made the hundreds of billions in transactions through Ukraine. So are we now looking at another situation where out of control, corrupt politicians are putting the very lives of Americans at stake, and a war that could cost millions of lives at stake for their own greed? Has it happened again?
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, Green Fiber Capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, we'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up Green Fiber Capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock. The number one selling category in supplements worldwide is fat burners, is weight loss formulas. And listen, there are hundreds of them out there that work, but most of them do it in a toxic way. Ladies and gentlemen, we went out and did deep research on the safest, healthiest ways to take your overall body's metabolic system and your metabolism and turn that clock back by turning up your metabolism. Ladies and gentlemen, Diet Force does it in a clean, healthy way. It's amazing. I've almost lost 40 pounds in the last 3 months just using the samples of it. But now it's come into the InfoWars store and is ready for sale to you and your family exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Diet Force from X7, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. I want you to experience Diet Force for yourself. I can't wait for the reviews because it's worked great for me. Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain, but I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body, but I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it. People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got Turbo Force, you've got Brain Force Plus, and you've got Brain Force Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. Turbo Force is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. Brain Force Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This Brain Force Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, Brain Force Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, I'm going to cover the rest of these headlines regarding the situation in Russia and Ukraine. And I went to a Drudge Report during the break, and they did have a little section talking about the Ukraine-Russia situation. Nothing on the assassination attempt of Putin. I'm at a loss. I'm just at a loss. This story was redlined front and center on Drudge, just like every other mainstream news outlet out there, which Drudge basically is now, sadly. And when the Ukraine situation with Russia was the big story, it was the big story. But now it's, oh, multiple Russians assassinated, U.S. moving special weapons and troops into the region, backing Russia off, and now an assassination attempt on Putin, and it's just like, ah, eh, not a big deal now. We've already laundered our $100 billion. I think now we've already escalated the situation enough. We don't need to tell the American people the real story of what's going on now. That, like, maybe World War III might get started from this. Like, you know, we don't want to tell them that. When it's par for the course, but we can take a bunch of money, then we'll make it a big deal. But now that it's actually a big deal, whoa, we don't want to cover it now. Now that the Russia-Ukraine situation might actually start to impact Americans, we don't want to talk about it now. So we'll have that coming up. But ladies and gentlemen, as you know, this transmission is enhanced via the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, specifically Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra. I am on the Brain Force Ultra right now. I like the liquid tincture better. I just drink it right from the bottle, quite frankly. Probably a little bit more than you're supposed to ingest, but it's okay. I have a big brain, so it's not a small brain like a Democrat. They might need a smaller dosage for a smaller brain, but for a bigger brain like yours, you're probably okay to drink straight from the bottle like I do. Brain Force Ultra. It's on sale right now, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Then there's also the capsule version. That's Brain Force Plus, and that's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This transmission is powered by the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. I am powered by the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. I suggest you try them for yourself, and you'll have the same positive results I have had, and you will probably start taking Brain Force Ultra and or Brain Force Plus when you know you've got a big work day ahead of you, or you're a student, a big test, a big exam. Brain Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra, both on sale right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. I don't know if you guys had those headlines behind me that I was requesting. If so, you can bring them in now, but I remember them. You guys haven't pulled up on the computer, so that's fine. Here's some of the other headlines right now. So again, Vladimir Putin's limo attacked in assassination attempt amid Ukraine war. They're saying his car was attacked. They're saying there was a loud bang, an explosion, and smoke. And they are calling it a assassination attempt. And so I don't know what they're keeping Putin's movements now on the mum, obviously, after this event took place. And let's not forget, just a month or so or less, another Putin ally was attempted to be killed. They instead killed his daughter. And then this was also in the news today. This just broke a few hours ago. These pro-Russia, pro-Putin journalists are now dying. A second one, another Putin ally dead after suffocating on business trip. Vladimir Nikolaevich Songorkin was editor-in-chief of a Russian state newspaper. Died after showing signs of suffocation during a trip. Putin ally dies of what appears to be strangulation or suffocating. Okay, and now an attempt on Putin. I mean, this is starting to get real serious, folks. Do you think Russia is just going to sit here and take the back hand of the globalist and the Western pedophile elites forever? I think Russia's restraint has been formidable, but I don't think it's going to last much longer, ladies and gentlemen. And now this is ahead of Putin going to meet with Xi Jinping in Kazakhstan for a summit. Big, important developments here. It was also on Drudge Report how Saudi Arabia wants nothing to do with the Biden administration, which has driven them right into the arms of Putin. Yes, same with China. Same with Brazil and others. It's important for people to understand, and this is an easy one to comprehend and understand. The Western political elites are mostly disliked by the rest of the world. They know what the rest of the world knows what the Western political elites are into, know what they do behind the scenes, know what scumbags they are, just like you do. They don't like them. They don't want to see Biden. They did like Trump. The Chinese loved Trump. I mean, they say Putin loved Trump. I don't know if Putin loved Trump or not. The Saudis loved Trump because they knew Trump wasn't one of the greedy, deranged, degenerate, disgusting, filthy crooks that normally we send to the White House. And they were actually like, hey, here's an actual real person. Here's a real president of America, not some puppet blackmailed scumbag, not some political dynasty crook. Now it's all changed. Now it's Biden. Nobody in the world wants to deal with Biden. They know who he is. We've seen Ashley Biden's diaries. We've seen Hunter Biden's laptops. And so, yeah, China's now being driven into a partnership with Russia, Saudi Arabia, and others. This is the new trend when your leader is an incompetent scumbag. And so the big story, though, before the attempted assassination of Putin was Russia suffers stunning defeat in Kharkiv. And so it's all U.S.-backed weapons, probably troops over there doing this, Western proxy groups doing this. And the look, oh, Ukraine's winning the war. Ukraine's backed Russia off. This is it. And then the assassination attempt of Putin. And it's not Ukraine winning the war. It's America versus Russia in Ukraine with their proxy groups. Ukrainian astronomers claim UFOs are everywhere over Kyiv. Oh, I guess we should send them another $50 billion. And the corruption runs deep, folks. Former CIA director joins Burisma. And it's good news, says the Huffington Post. It's good news. So they have to put that in the headline because they know it's obviously not. They know it's an obvious sign of corruption. Who planted this story? Former CIA director joins Burisma. Well, what's Burisma? Oh, that's just the gas company that Hunter Biden was working for and that a Romney advisor worked for as well, Mitt Romney. But our politicians, they know what's going on. Russian bonds are back on the market for a week as sanctions are temporarily lifted and investors have already put in bids for over $1 billion in debt. Yeah, our leaders, our politicians have no faith in our country because they're destroying it. And so they open up the Russian bonds market for a week so they can get rich off of it, but then close it again to virtue signal.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't have an operational name. In fact, I bet it does. I bet it's called Operation Matador. They see us as the bull, and they are shaking a red flag in our face. And the Matador is the deep state with a long, skinny, razor-sharp sword so that when the bull lunges forward, the Matador uses the force of its weight to drive it into the heart and step aside with his cape as the bull buries himself into the dust. They've got the ace of spades in their hand, which is false flags. Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do, because nobody wants to say they started a war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. This is Operation Matador.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Economy ever under Biden. But we also need the Inflation Reduction Act because of the inflation. So yesterday, while the Democrats and Jean-Pierre and Biden and Harris were partying with James Taylor at the White House, they were partying, popping bottles, celebrating, singing music, dancing, having a great old time, telling you how great they were. The stock market crashed. But it's all good. They're doing great. Everything's great. They're clinking glasses and celebrating the bills they passed to try to relieve the damage that they've caused. And as they're doing it, the stock market is tanking. Really incredible stuff, isn't it? And then the vacation president, Joe Biden, spent more time on vacation than the last three presidents combined. And we're not even through one term. After clinking glasses and partying with James Taylor, as the stock market collapsed and they glad-handed each other on how great the economy was, he then flew to Delaware. The story is to vote. He forgot the absentee ballot, so he had to go vote. Now, I don't believe that. Everybody here knows the Democrats send pre-filled absentee ballots to all senior citizens. So I'm sure Joe Biden had his. Maybe he lost it in the mail. All kidding aside, though, that's the story. And they put out their little presser. The president and the first lady depart from Washington en route to Wilmington, Delaware at 6:05. This is yesterday. And then they arrive at 6:40. And then they're back on the plane at 7:55. And then back in D.C. at 8:40. Because he had to go vote. Is what they're saying. Now others are insinuating, like Sean Davis, that this is what Joe Biden does when he doesn't want his guests to be on White House visitor logs. I've suspected since day one that Biden's vacations in Delaware every weekend are in fact something else entirely. I thought maybe it was some medical stuff, but maybe that's it. Maybe he doesn't want people knowing who he's meeting with. So he goes and hides in Delaware on his beachfront mansion so that the media can't be there and the government isn't there and people aren't there monitoring him. Either way, and any of the potentials here, what about the climate? Oh, I'm just sickened. I'm writhing inside at how much this Biden administration is killing the climate, flying the Biden family back and forth from Delaware every weekend. Oh, it's eating me up inside. Just killing the planet. Don't you wish they cared about carbon emissions? Like, I'm sitting here, and it's all damn day. Like, Fox News covering the Queen's death like 3 hours a day. Give me a break with it. Who does the Queen think she is? George Floyd? Flying around in gold caskets, getting 10 funerals with all the TV coverage? What a bigot. But think about the carbon emissions. Why would the Queen do this to us? But okay. So the stock market collapses yesterday. Biden goes back to Delaware to kill the climate and supposedly vote. And where are the Republicans on all of this? A great cartoon from George Alexopoulos. And I think it really explains it all here. It's a football player with the GOP uniform and says, "I did it. I caught the ball. And my team has paved the way to victory. All I have to do is run to the end zone." And then gets scared and shaking. And then puts the ball down and says, "Slow and steady wins the game." And then they just keep losing. And the country just keeps losing. Hey, guys, but don't worry, because Kevin McCarthy is going to be on with Sean Hannity tonight. So I'm sure he'll say something riveting. Yes, we've put out the beacon. We've put out the homing beacon. Yes, where is Mitch McConnell? I do not know. I do not know where Mitch McConnell is. But I can tell you Kevin McCarthy will be on Fox News tonight to say something ravishing. He will say something groundbreaking, and then you won't hear from him until he speaks again. No action will follow. And you know, it'll probably be the same story. No, I don't know where Mitch McConnell is. We sent out the homing device. Nobody knows where McConnell is. He's hiding. But McCarthy will make a brief appearance tonight on Fox News. And he'll probably say something really strong. And it'll be, "Oh, look at Kevin McCarthy. He said it. He's so great." And then no action will follow. Do not doubt me. No matter what you see from this current Republican leadership of McCarthy and McConnell, they will never do anything. Never. They will talk. McConnell won't even talk. McCarthy might talk, but he won't do a damn thing. He's as squishy as the day is on a dewy spring morning, and the grass is nice and soft. I hope I'm wrong, but I am not. No, I'm not. And that's not all. That's not all the Democrats are doing. I'm not sure where this sign was seen on the side of the road, but the image of it went viral on the internet. Domestic oil is the new ivermectin. You can't have it because it would resolve the crisis they need you to go through. Bingo. Bingo. Ding, 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 ding. Domestic oil is the new ivermectin. You can't have it because it would resolve the crisis they need you to go through. And that's what's going on right now. California becomes first U.S. state to begin ranking extreme heat wave events. And so what happens here, this is supposedly going into effect in January of 2025. So basically in California, you got about a year and a half until they're going to shut your power off permanently, which, by the way, it is currently shut off. More than 6,000 PG&E customers in California in SLO, SB counties lose power Tuesday morning. That was yesterday. This exact same thing happened last week on Thursday. So they lost power Thursday. It was shut down. Then they lost power Tuesday. It was shut down. Well, they don't do coal anymore. Nobody wants to do nuclear. So they have wind and solar and it's not working. But hey, it's helping the planet, they say. Yeah, you don't have AC. Yeah, you can't eat steak. But hey, you know, you're living in poverty and out on the streets and in the woods like an animal. Hey, you're not killing the planet though. California becomes first U.S. state to begin ranking extreme heat wave events. And so now it's going to be, oh, if the temperature's 90 degrees, you can't put your thermostat below 78. If the temperature's 100 degrees, you can't put your thermostat below 80. And they already in Europe, in certain countries, are proposing jail time where they have similar restrictions on your energy output and your thermostats. And they'll jail you if you go over the limit. And now, conveniently, they've got your smart meter connected to your house and they've got your AC thermostat, heating thermostat connected to the internet, connected to the grid at your house, and they can now control it or monitor it. Yeah. But you want to know what's even sicker about all of this? None of it had to happen. Joe Biden shut off our energy and domestic oil. And now that we have no oil reserves because he gave them to China and Europe, he's offering $80 a barrel to buy oil from foreign countries to fill our reserves. Folks, just 2 years ago, Trump proposed filling our reserves at $24 a barrel. And Democrats voted against it and stopped him from doing it. $24 a barrel. Now Democrats want to buy it at $80 a barrel. What more do you need to see from these clowns?
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time will have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does Ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil, finally back in stock, for 50% off. For our regular fans that are big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who have been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Amazing stuff, isn't it? Democrats lying right to your face, thinking you're so stupid you won't know the difference. Well, that's what we're here for. We'll show you the difference. I mean, you know the old saying, you want to anger a liberal, tell them the truth. You want to anger a conservative, lie to them. Well, I'm going to try not to be angry as we watch multiple Democrats lie right to your face. Let's start with Stacey Abrams. Folks, this is just next level. This is just next level clown world stuff. She's now claiming she's never denied that she lost an election. Stacey Abrams. Like, she's the denial of an election result meme. She's the face of denying elections. And she goes on The View today and says she never denied losing the election. Hilariously enough, we're going to play the clip, multiple clips, actually. She said it on The View, and then she said it in a speech, too, a different speech. She says she never denied losing an election on The View today. Ladies and gentlemen, she denied losing an election on The View on the same show. And so you're going to see a clip of Stacey Abrams on The View today saying she never denied losing an election, and you're going to see a clip of Stacey Abrams on The View 2 years ago denying she lost an election on The View. Same set, same everything. I mean, you can't make this up. How can these people be so unabashed liars? So let's start with Stacey Abrams, guys. Just give me clip 14 and 15 back to back. Stacey Abrams, I have never denied that I lost the Georgia election. Really? Roll the tapes.
Run against incumbent Brian Kemp for governor, and polls show a tight race, especially the poll this morning. Now, when you lost in 2018, you didn't traditionally concede, which I appreciated, because you cited voter suppression.
Pause it right there, because see, you didn't traditionally concede, meaning she denied losing. She never conceded. She denied losing. But, oh, you didn't traditionally succeed. So, again, Democrats can deny election results. Democrats can say election results aren't legitimate. Just you can't. You can't. See, conservatives are the new Negro now. We aren't allowed rights. The white man, the KKK Democrats, They're going to come down on us Negroes now. They're going to put us in our place. We, the Negroes, we're not allowed to deny election results. Them, the KKK Democrats, they can deny any election result they want. But not us. No, no, no. We're the second-class citizen. We get different schools, different drinking fountains, all of it. Just like Democrats did to black people now, they're doing to conservatives. So, oh, you denied it, you didn't concede, but it's good when you do it. And this whole segment is how you never did it, but I'm also saying how great it is that you did do it. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. This is 1984 Hunger Games level ridiculousness. Just a chef's kiss of insanity from these people. Continue.
Are you confident that this will be a free and fair collection and, election
okay,
and not
talk.
A repeat performance of what happened before?
Oh, pause it. So pause it again. Here you go again. Democrats doubting fairness. Democrats doubting legitimacy. Democrats insinuating that the last result wasn't fair, wasn't real. But you're not allowed to do that or you're a domestic terrorist. Ah, continue.
She appreciates the framing.
Sorry, you just have to, break down their lies because they lie so often. It's like one sentence, there's five different lies. So roll it back. I appreciate the question. Oh, I bet you do. And you know what she says? She appreciates the framing because she wants the question to be framed right and teed up. It's like, oh, I'm a Major League Baseball player. Will you just give me a fastball right down the plate, please? If you could just give me a fastball right down the plate, that would be fantastic. And then they give you a fastball right. Oh, thank you so much. Next time, could you just put it on a tee for me? So here's Stacey Abrams. She gets the whole thing teed up in a frame for her, and she admits that's the case. Here's it.
And the framing.
I
have never denied that I lost. I don't live in the governor's mansion. I would have noticed.
And there it is, the denial.
And there is this clip that's going around, and it saying that we won. And what I was referring to was that we won in terms of communities that were long left out of the electoral process.
So pause it real quick as we're about to go to the clips. Folks, how do these people live with themselves? How can they live with themselves knowing they're such lying scum? She knows she denied the election results. She did it right there on The View. The entire cast of The View knows she denied the election results. They were there when she did it. And now they're there lying to you about the whole thing. And what does Stacey Abrams say? Thank you for lying to the American people about this so that I can lie to them about it too. I know that there's clips out there of me denying the election results, but don't believe that. Okay, well, let's roll the clips.
Paid in 18 at outstanding numbers.
Right.
But I'm not delusional, so just so that's clear. But what we know was that the issues that we raised in 18, the fact that 214 precincts were shut down, that 53,000 people had their voter registrations held hostage, that 1.4 million people were purged, including 500,000 people who simply had chosen not to vote, that we were able
There's voter fraud and there's voter restrictions and there's all these problems with voting and elections are rigged and you're talking about all this on The View. But again, if you're a Republican, you can't talk about this. They're going to take your phone. They're going to raid you. They're going to arrest you if you're a Republican. You're a domestic terrorist if you talk about elections not being fair. But if you're a Democrat, then you can talk about it all day long. So here's another clip. Let's now go to clip 15, guys. So here she is again denying that she denied losing the 2018 election with the clips of her doing just that.
I saw that there was a challenge with our voting system in the state of Georgia. I never denied the election.
I do have one very affirmative statement to make.
Affirmative?
You refuse to concede and say that you lost. Do you stand by that decision today?
Absolutely.
That was on The View. Pause it and rewind it again. I'm going to shut my trap because I'm talking over the video. Folks, the clip that you just saw where she denied it is on The View. I'm just at a loss. Why are we still dealing with Democrats? Why am I still dealing with Democrat voters? How can these people still exist? They're such lying frauds, it's so obvious. She goes on The View, denies she ever denied losing an election, which she did on The View. The same cast, the same set. So I'm going to shut up again. Here's Stacey Abrams. She denies that she ever denied losing the election. Here's her denying losing the election.
You refuse to concede and say that you lost. Do you stand by that decision today?
Absolutely. The election was not fair. The process was not fair.
Was the election in Georgia statewide a free and fair election?
It was not a free and fair election. But will I say that this election was not tainted, was not a disinvestment and a disenfranchisement of thousands of voters? I will not say that.
You notably did not concede.
I did not.
Okay, you acknowledged that he won, but you did not concede.
Correct.
5 months later, do you still feel like your opponent won through voter suppression?
Yes. Georgia voters did not have their votes counted. They were not allowed to cast votes. They had their votes discarded. And it was not fair to those who filled up absentee ballots. And depending on the county you sent it to, it either was counted or not counted, assuming you received it in time. Brian Kemp oversaw for 8 years the systematic and systemic dismantling of our democracy, and that means there could not be free and fair elections in Georgia.
So you don't feel that you lost fair and square?
All right. There you go. Incredible stuff there, isn't it? Doesn't stop there. No. No, it doesn't. Democrat congressman accuses Republican of stealing election away from him. Vincent Gonzalez accused Myra Flores of stealing his election. Wow. Myra Flores, who's wildly popular. Nobody's even heard of this other guy, but oh, I'm sure that she stole it though. And you're not a domestic terrorist for denying an election result. Only a Republican is. Got you. New York GOP County Election Commissioner charged an alleged voter fraud scheme. And they say that he's accused of illegally using personal identifying information of voters to apply for absentee ballots that are alleged to have been used in 2021 elections, which is ironic. If it's true, then he got caught. But it's ironic because Hochul just got caught sending out pre-filled out absentee ballots. How do you think Democrats got the information to send out pre-filled out absentee ballots if they weren't using personal identifying information to do just that, which they're trying to charge a Republican with in New York, the very state where Democrats just got caught doing it? Pretty amazing stuff from these liars, isn't it? Pretty amazing, the two-tiered system of justice we have here, which is really just a hierarchy. Yeah, all Democrats complain about discrimination and oppression all day, and then they discriminate and oppress
people
everybody.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are fighting around the clock to destroy the family, to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate our marriages. And the studies are all clear. The number one cause of marital splits is that there's problems in the bedroom. And the number one issue men have is erectile dysfunction. Ladies and gentlemen, the left makes big jokes about this because they don't want people having lasting, good, loving relationships. They want to break up society. And we are so excited to have the number one natural male enhancement pill in the world available as a major sponsor now. Go to TheIronPatriot.com today. TheIronPatriot.com. And watch the instructional video, look at the science for yourself, and then get a bottle of InstaHeart. It's discreet shipping. I've used it. It's amazing. And it's not just for folks that have problems in the bedroom. This also enhances it. So again, get yours today at TheIronPatriot.com.
The War Room.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
I've got much, much more here of Democrats lying right to your face. I've got so much of it. My cuppeth overfloweth of Democrats lying. So now let's go to Karine Jean-Pierre, guys, and let's just roll clip 19 and 20 back to back here. Karine Jean-Pierre echoing, of course, Kamala Harris with Chuck Todd. The border is secure, guys. And so if the White House lies to you, I'm Clown Pierre. I'm going to lie to you too and tell you the border is secure. And so we got them lying to you about that with the footage of the illegal immigrants crossing the border in by the millions, with the footage rolling as she tells you it's not going on. Here it is.
Administration, which largely just tried to build a wall, an ineffective wall, along the border and couldn't even finish that in 4 years.
I'm sorry, because I know it's so frustrating. I can't even get through a clip. This is like, this is just so ridiculous. They canceled the wall. Literally, Joe Biden canceled the wall. And we're still paying for it. Contracts were already signed to build the wall for the equipment, for the rentals, for the crews, all of it. We're still paying those bills for the wall, and the Biden administration canceled the actual building of it. And then Jean-Pierre says the Trump administration failed to build a wall. It's ridiculous. I can't even believe that I'm living in a civilization that has gone this insane that our leaders can lie to us so blatantly, so boldly, and get away with it every day. Okay, go on.
Doing a lot more to secure the border and could be doing even more if Republicans would stop their obstruction. That's it. I'm going to just take one last...
Pause. Somebody unvaccinated.
Pause it, and then we'll roll the clip again. So Trump's, like, number one campaign issue was to close the border and build the wall, stop the illegal immigration. And Democrats whined and complained and griped about how xenophobic and racist it was in the media and Democrat Party. But now all of a sudden they like the wall and they want to shut down the border? I mean, they're like, what? What is this clown world? It's Democrats. They're clowns. And sadly, most of the country's clowns. So they get to lie and they just honk their nose. Hey, you know, Republicans are racist and xenophobic. They don't like having an open border. Hey, don't you know we the Democrats are trying to secure the border, but Republicans don't want to? It's stunning that there's still fools out there that believe Democrats. Wow. So here now is Ducey asking her, it stunned Peter Ducey, like, did you really just say the border is secure? Like, what? Even Chuck Todd knows that's a lie. With the footage of the illegal immigrants crossing the border as she tells you it's secure. Here it is.
Somebody unvaccinated comes over on a plane. You say that's not okay. Somebody walks into Texas or Arizona unvaccinated. They're allowed to stay. Why?
But that's not how it works. Like, we actually, no.
No, but that's not what you guys want to happen. But that is what has happened.
But that's not, it's not like somebody walks over and that's not how.
That's exactly what's happening.
That's exactly what happens.
People are walking in a day. Some of them turn themselves over. Some of them are caught. Tens of thousands a week are not. That is what is happening.
Stunning stuff. A professional liar. A professional liar. Can you imagine being a professional liar? Well, maybe you could ask a host over at CNN or a Democrat press secretary. They might be able to tell you about that. Jen Psaki knows all about that. And she just got her new job as a professional liar at NBC Universal. She shares she's got her new lanyard placard here. First day, new job. Thrilled and honored to be here with this remarkable team. See you soon on TV. First day, same job, though, just different office. Same job to lie for a living, just a different office now for Jennifer Psaki. No, she will still be lying. She will still be running water for the Democrat Party. She will still be running water for Joe Biden. She's just going to do it in a TV studio now. So Jen Psaki goes from lying to you from the press room in the White House to lying to you on TV. A step up, a step down? I don't know.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost of storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Oh, and please, you spent 2 segments on Democrats lying now. There's no way you have more. There's no way you could have more content of Democrats lying. You've already spent almost half an hour. Oh, no, I have a whole nother stack of it. And actually, you could do it all day, couldn't you? Because the Democrats aren't going to stop talking anytime soon. They're not going to shut off CNN or MSNBC anytime soon. By the way, just because I'm watching for you so you don't have to, what's been going on at MSNBC and CNN lately is actually very strange. It's become a lot less hyper politicized. They still bring the guests on every once in a while that, you know, want you to suggest you should kill or arrest all Trump supporters. You know, the old drill, but it's mostly just midterm election talk, and they're just running up poll numbers all night showing that Democrats are in the lead in literally every race. I mean, that's basically all MSNBC and CNN are doing when I have it on at my house, at my home office. It's just like, it's every race, and it's Democrats win every race. And then the primary will happen, and a Republican will win, and they'll be like, what happened? We thought Democrat was in the lead. And so they just show polls all night, Democrats leading every race. And then you know how the drill will go. When the Democrats don't win, they say, oh, it was election fraud. But then if you say election fraud, they're going to call you a terrorist and send the feds to your house to harass you and arrest you. Democrats. Here's a great one for you from Chunk Yogurt over at the Young Turks. This was in June of 2020, you know, when Democrats were rioting and murdering in the name of George Floyd, a career criminal and drug addict who passed away via a fentanyl overdose, sadly. This was Chunk Yogurt then. I'm done. I'm now supporting defund the police 100%. I already largely agreed with the substance of the argument, and now I'm down for the framing, too. There is no reform or transformation that can fix this. We have to start over and completely rebuild policing in this country. Chunk Yogurt, Young Turks, June 2020. Chunk Yogurt, Young Turks, yesterday. Will people who came up with the defund the police slogan admit that they were wrong? It was wildly counterproductive framing. You don't speak for the left, and neither do people pushing the counterproductive abolish prisons. Polls show that almost no one on the left agrees with you. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble getting through it. It's so hilarious. He even throws the framing in there. Chunk, do you know what an unmitigated liar you are, or are you just genuinely that stupid? I might give you the benefit of the doubt here. You might just be that stupid. That you don't even remember that you were a major advocate of defund the police, and you even said you liked the framing, and now you act like you're against defunding the police and you don't like the framing. I'm going to actually say that you're actually that stupid. Maybe you aren't, though. Maybe you just really are that much of a bold-faced liar. Washington Post. So, how about the weather? Is no longer safe small talk. It's a political landmine. The weather used to be good for small talk. Now it's dead serious. And why would that be? Because Democrats lied to you about the weather. See how that works? So Democrats lie to you about the weather, and they start this false narrative that you existing causes climate change, or having a cow fart causes climate change. And now it's you're threatening their life because you're alive, and you're threatening their life because you're a farmer, or you eat meat, or you drive a truck. And so now it's dead serious because you're killing someone by living. You're killing someone by existing because of climate change. So it's not small talk anymore. So, why isn't the weather small talk? Because liberals, because Democrats, just like everything else, they have to inject their propaganda and their ideology into everything because they're totalitarians. But this is just an example. Yeah, you can't talk about weather. You can't have any conversations around liberals anymore. They're nuts. This was from comedian, supposedly, Steve Hofstetter. Breaking. During a televised debate, Lauren Boebert admitted she did not know what the 19th Amendment was. It's the one that gives women the right to vote. That makes sense. No one in her family cares about anything over 17. I don't understand the humor there. But, okay, I saw this, and I was thinking, actually, that's kind of funny. I'd like to see that clip. Lauren Boebert doesn't know what the 19th Amendment is. That's kind of funny. Maybe she might even say, oh, I'm against it. So I said, hey, I'm going to go find that clip. That actually seems kind of funny. And then, look, I actually think it's more admirable to say I don't know than to act like you know and make a fool of yourself. So, like, there have been a couple times where even Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez gets asked a question she knows nothing about, where she basically has to admit she knows nothing about it. I actually think that's more admirable than lying and acting like you know, but they're all taught to lie and act like they know instead of be honest. So I was like, oh, Lauren Boebert admitting, it might be a little embarrassing, but at least she admitted it. So then I go find the clip, and what do I find out? Well, Steve Hofstetter is lying, because you tell me where in this clip, clip three, guys, you tell me where in this clip does Lauren Boebert say she does not know what the 19th Amendment is. Here it is.
Okay, I'm Adam Frisch. I'm not Nancy Pelosi.
There was no CBO.
Do you think we should repeal the 19th? Do you think we should repeal the 19th Amendment?
Excuse me?
Do you think we should repeal the 19th Amendment of the United States Constitution? Should there be an exception for rape, incest, or the life of a mother when it comes to women's health care?
You talk about securing freedom. Is that in relation to the 19th Amendment, or we're just going on?
No, most people have a pretty quick answer if they want to repeal the 19th Amendment or not.
Where in that clip does she say she doesn't know what the 19th Amendment is? Anybody? Doesn't exist. Just lie. Stunning stuff. Lauren Boebert admits she doesn't know what the 19th Amendment is. There's the clip. Didn't happen. Just straight up didn't happen. Just like the border is secure. Just like Trump didn't want to build a wall. Just like Stacey Abrams never denied losing an election. Come on, man. Oberlin College to pay $36 million to bakery owners who said they were falsely accused of racism. Yeah, liberals lied again. They said that they denied three black students service because they were black and called police on them because they were black. No, they had fake IDs, and they tried to buy alcohol with fake IDs, so the police got called. And now, because liberals lied about that, they have to pay $36 million. Can't be a liberal without being a liar. Here's a Jonathan Chait quoting Ron DeSantis at a speech recently. Ron DeSantis, quote, "They were wrong about the efficacy of the mRNA vaccines. DeSantis keeps courting anti-vaxxers." Anti-vaxxers, that's just the truth, man. See, and now there's this part of the mental disorder that is liberalism, is they have like these compartments in their brains where they put people. That's what they do, is they put people in boxes. They're bigots. They're discriminators. So they put people in boxes and judge them. And so they've got this box that they just call anti-vaxxers. And they just throw you into that if you say something that lumps into that box that they have. But even if it's the truth, it doesn't matter. They did lie about the efficacy of mRNA vaccines. That's the truth. That's not courting to anti-vaxxers. That's telling the truth. But Democrats and liberals aren't a fan of telling the truth. That's why they write stories like this, the red state murder problem. And then you dig into this and they highlight these red states like Texas and Missouri and Arkansas and Louisiana and Florida and Ohio and Indiana. And then you dig into it and you realize, wait, where are all the murders happening in Missouri? Oh, Democrat run St. Louis. Where are all the murders happening in Indiana? Oh, Democrat run Indianapolis. Where are all the murders happening in Ohio? Oh, Democrat run Cincinnati and Cleveland. Where are all the murders happening in Texas? Oh, Democrat run Dallas and Austin. Where are all the murders happening in Louisiana? Oh, Democrat run New Orleans. But then they say, oh, it's a Republican problem, even though it happens in Democrat.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce. You've got BrainForce Plus. And you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's gonna get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock. The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential. Research is essential. Getting prepared is essential. And warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns are back in, like bodies, VasoBeats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance. Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime.
Ultimate Fish Oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Do you like InfoWars news coverage at InfoWars.com? Do you like all of our live transmissions and video archives and all the other great reporters at band.video? Well, if you do, don't take us for granted. Remember to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with all the great supplements. That's one of the best ways to support us. But we have a new limited edition coin out. This just came out this week. 10,000 in this limited edition coin at 1776coin.com. It is the Theodore Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin. Very cool artwork, as is expected with these limited mint coins that we release. Truly, the detail in these coins is amazing. A piece of art, not to mention a piece of InfoWars history, a piece of memorabilia, and a precious metal that you can put into your precious metal collection. Only 10,000 of these are out. It is the latest. And if you are a founders member with our original limited edition, three edition coin set, where if you got all three, you were a founding member, then you get a special discounted price on this new coin. That offer will be in your email inbox when you signed up to be a founding member. Whatever email you used, that's where we sent the email for your special discounted rate for the new limited edition 10,000 Theodore Roosevelt coins available at 1776coin.com, or you can go to InfoWars Store and it will forward you there as well. This is how you can support InfoWars and keep us on the air. As you see, once again, back in court. It's like half our time is spent in legal battles, and then on the other half, we come on air and try to tell you the truth about what's going on in the world with reckless abandon, like so few are willing to do. All right. Los Angeles Times. This is today. Los Angeles Times headline. Americans fueled the rise of Nazis and the Holocaust. Will we learn from that shameful chapter? And look, the truth is Americans did help fuel the rise of the Nazis. That is true. And in the story, they highlight how Ford Motor Company and Ford and GM and some other Americans were supplying them with resources. That is not denied. It was very public and very well documented that in the 30s, individuals in America and the West were supporting the Nazis with resources. Now, that was more of a transactional business endeavor than anything else. But what I found funny about this story is there was a certain name that was not mentioned, and that was the Bush name. Nothing about Prescott Bush. Nothing about the Bush family ties to the Nazis. A great book on that, by the way, was called Ratlines. I forget the author. It's not a hard read. It's a shorter book. I read it like 10 years ago or so. And it's also well known about Prescott Bush and the Bushes helping to fund the Nazis. And then that was even after most of the other Americans were like, whoa, okay, this is a murderous regime. These are psychotic socialists. We're not doing business with them anymore. The Bushes kept doing business. In fact, it's a conspiracy theory that they were doing business with the Nazis even after the war, basically laundering all of their wealth into the West, helping them sneak Nazis into the West and bring in Nazi scientists to the U.S. government. But it's funny because the Los Angeles Times didn't mention that. But that's not the story. Americans fueled the rise of Nazis and the Holocaust. Will we learn from that shameful chapter? Asks the Los Angeles Times. Well, the FBI just raided the MyPillow guy. The FBI is raiding Trump supporters, subpoenaing Trump supporters and his friends. But they didn't raid the Parkland shooter. They didn't raid the Pulse nightclub shooter. They haven't raided Hunter Biden or any of Jeffrey Epstein's associates, as Greg Price points out. So have we learned? I think not. I think not, because we have our own Nazis that we're dealing with here. They're called Democrats. They're called Democrats. And they're socialists now as well, just like the Nazis, because it's the left-wing ideology of communism and socialism that always puts innocent people, that is their political opposition, in jail or killing them. That's how it goes, because you cannot have the left-wing ideology without a power structure, and that's one person controlling the other. The right-wing ideology is every man for themselves, self-government. The left-wing ideology is a small amount of men controlling the rest of the men, and that's them, of course. So no, I don't think we have learned from that shameful chapter. But even worse than the activities that we're dealing with from the Democrat Party is actually the fact that we're buying into the World Economic Forum. We're buying into all this Green New Policy bullcrap. That's the actual Nazi. That's the actual 21st century Nazi stuff. The Democrats are just a wing of that, a puppet of that, just a group of scumbag liars. It's the World Economic Forum globalist plan to end the Industrial Revolution, to end the Industrial Age, to end the idea of self-government and human independence, and make it a controlled prison planet where you're basically born as a criminal for simply existing, and then you're priced out of the first world life experience. That's the real new Nazi top-down elite revolution, where they treat you like a scumbag cockroach and they spray you with poisons and pesticides like we spray bugs. Like you spray bugs in your farm or your garden to get rid of bugs. That's what globalists do to the planet to get rid of us. So have we learned from the shameful chapter of supporting Nazis? No, we still do it. And now we have socialists operating in this country just as Nazis would. And a funny meme here. You remember Trump when he had the young boy mowing the lawn and he was shouting at him? Funny picture. Well, it's now rumored that actually that was Trump warning the young boy that because he was mowing the White House lawn for Donald Trump that you're probably going to be raided by the feds. So there's Trump warning the young White House lawnmower. Hey, just so you know, you're going to get raided by the feds for mowing my lawn now. Just wanted to apologize in advance. But sorry, you're doing a great job anyway. Have we really learned, Los Angeles Times? Prosecution declined for assistant U.S. attorney who exposed genitals and forced someone to touch them and then lied about it during the investigation. Prosecution declined because they're all good liberals. Don't you know? They're all good liberals. OIG, Department of Justice refused to charge at least two of its corrupt law-breaking attorneys. Completely different story. Same thing. They lied. They broke the law, but they're good liberals. No charges. Trump picked for special master to review the documents in the Mar-a-Lago raid is the same individual who approved the final invalid FISA warrant against Carter Page. So the same judge that let them illegally spy on Trump associates is now the one overseeing the documents of the Mar-a-Lago raid. Seems like a good idea. Have we learned anything, Los Angeles Times, about stopping corruption and not being a part of corruption? I think not. I think not. And in fact, I would look right at the Los Angeles Times and the liberals that run it. You haven't learned from it either.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity, but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, Brain Force Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com. The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside, but go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't have an operational name. In fact, I bet it does. I bet it's called Operation Matador. They see us as the bull, and they are shaking a red flag in our face. And the Matador is the deep state with a long, skinny, razor-sharp sword so that when the bull lunges forward, the Matador uses the force of its weight to drive it into the heart and step aside with his cape as the bull buries himself into the dust. They've got the ace of spades in their hand, which is false flags. Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do, because nobody wants to say they started a war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. This is Operation Matador.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
What you're watching here is a clip of the wonderful and extremely graceful Lila Rose on Dr. Phil, where Dr. Phil was posturing himself against her because she wants to protect the unborn. And then hecklers in the audience just the same. And I play this. I'm going to play you the audio here in a second, but I play it without the audio. And I've talked about this for years on this transmission, how if you really want to get a good idea of where these people are coming from without listening to them, just watch a debate or watch some of the news or do a compare and contrast just with body language and facial expression. And it's pretty obvious to tell who's coming from a side of love and grace and who's coming from a side of hatred and anger. And this is just a great example of that, pointed out by Cernovich here on his webpage. Turn down volume fully and watch this video. Do you have any difficulty ascertaining who is good and who is evil without knowing what they are saying? It's an exercise I've been promoting for a long time right here. And so this is another great example. But let's actually play the great clip for you here where Dr. Phil puts a whole set and a whole audience against Lila Rose because she wants to protect the unborn. And Lila Rose just what an incredible, graceful leader for the pro-life movement. And here was this part of the segment.
There is nothing you could possibly say to justify that level of lack of empathy. And that's the problem I feel like in this country at the moment. We were founded on the lack of empathy, and we've just kept up with that tradition.
If
you have no empathy.
Abortion is devastating to women's mental health. No one talks about that. The year after a woman has
do you
an
know
abortion.
What it's really like
the year after a woman
to have the child.
The,
what kind of trauma is that?
The trauma is from the rape.
Somebody?
The trauma is from the rape. The child's an innocent party there.
The child and isn't
we don't
born
take out
yet. It's not there.
We should not take out generational sin on a child to say there's generational sin and that dad was
but
an abuser
the
so the child should be killed.
Sin at this
That's
rate.
Not
We're
fair to the child.
We're talking about rights. And he just
yes.
said we've been taking a right has been taken away from us.
And
what is next?
I want to address that because our fundamental human right that we all share in this room is life. It's the first human right. Laws are meant to protect the weak. In a society, who's the weakest? Who's the weakest in the society? A child.
The poor.
They don't have a voice. They can't speak. A child
the
in the room.
Or
a,
weak.
But a poor child
we're
would be the
keep
weakest.
Them that way by
and a child with disability. Listen,
kids.
Whether you live 10 minutes or 10 years or 100 years, you're human life, and you have the right to not be killed. And that's what the pro-life fight is all about. That's what we're fighting for, a culture of life where we provide real health care. You know, abortion is the intentional destruction of an innocent human life.
And, you know, it's amazing. I mean, I look at Lindsey Graham promoting a federal abortion ban 50 days before the midterms as a direct sabotage of the Republican Party, right after he throws Trump and his supporters under the bus, calling them terrorists, and they shouldn't be pardoned January 6th defendants. There was no need to bring that up. You just had the Supreme Court decision. It just went to the state level. Republican states are banning abortion. That's where it should be right now, at least through the midterms. And Democrats are the ones that want that abortion debate out there. They're the ones that want to run on abortion. And then Graham gives them the ammunition. And then Graham backtracks and says, well, it should just be a 15, I think it's a 15-day ban or maybe... I don't remember the exact number, but essentially the heartbeat bill saying if it has a heartbeat, then, you know, you can't abort it. How is that even up for debate? That's what's so incredible about the pro-choice crowd, the pro-death crowd, is that they just can't be honest about anything. You're killing a baby. That's what you're doing. Stop denying it. You're killing a baby. You want the right to kill your baby. Just say what it is. But they can't be honest about it because then if they're honest about it, everybody knows how evil they are. They want the right to kill a baby. That's it. They deny, they demand that they have the right to kill their baby if they see so fit. And they won't even compromise with that evil to the point of let's at least ban it if the baby has a heartbeat when we know it's alive and has feelings. Literally, it has feelings. And they still want to snuff that life out. One thing about all pro-choicers have in common, they were born. They were all born. So, Mazie Hirono, who sounds like she's hopped up on drugs during her address to Congress today on this issue. Man, oh man. You know, I have to at least say this, and it's just true, but I don't. You listen to women like Mazie Hirono, you listen to women like Kamala Harris, and you reach one conclusion: women do not belong in politics, and that's sad because those are bad examples. Those are dumb women who are out of their league. They're not smart enough. Their IQ isn't high enough. Their intellect isn't there. They don't belong in these positions. But they were put there, and then they stumble and bumble around like morons, and then it's like, wow, this is what we get, women in office? Maisie Hirono, Kamala Harris? Maybe we shouldn't have women in office. I mean, it's sad that that's what liberals put up there as a representation of women in office. AOC? Ugh. Doesn't even know what a garbage disposal is. Didn't even know that food grows out of the ground. Literally, she did a live stream. She's like, did you know plants grow from the ground? It's like, geez, this is what women in politics look like. Maybe they shouldn't be in politics. But don't you dare have that conversation. Like, there was a joke on the internet the other day. How men think that women shouldn't be allowed to drive. And the woman made the joke of, my husband doesn't think I should be allowed to drive, but the four cars I've totaled don't prove that. It's like, there's more evidence that women shouldn't be driving or in politics than there is for man-made climate change. But let's just stop right there. I've shown you the examples on the screen. Here's Maisie Hirono. Oh, God. Even Bruce Jenner turned a woman and forgot how to drive. So here's Maisie Hirono. But as Maisie Hirono is lying to you about life and abortion, she also says that this is a call to arms. Maisie Hirono, calling to arms. Is that not a call to violence? Is Maisie Hirono a terrorist in clip 23?
When I hear my colleagues talking about how, you know, it should be states' rights or government should not be telling us what to do, the word hypocrites, it doesn't even go far enough.
Oh, like you with masks and
to
vaccines?
Call them out on what they're doing.
Like you
this
with forced vaccines.
This is an outright attack on women in this country. That is how I see it.
They want to kill
that
babies.
That is how more and more women and those who support.
Pause it. Listen to the spin. Listen to the lie. This is an attack on women. No one's attacking women. You're attacking babies. You're trying to kill babies. Nobody's attacking the woman unless you want to consider you going into their womb and killing their offspring and attack. That's the only attack here. Continue.
Make decisions about our own bodies. That is how we see it.
Oh, but with a vaccine and a mask, though.
Because that's what's happening. Madam President, I yield the floor, but clearly, you know, this is a literally call to arms.
Oh!
In our country. Yield the floor.
A call to arms, she says. Is that a direct call for violence? Once again, Democrats in a direct call for violence that will be unreported on and unaddressed because they're Democrats, they're liberals, they're above the law. But if you're a conservative and you breathe wrong, they're going to raid your house. Maisie Hirono says a call to arms because she wants to kill babies in the womb. Wow, Democrats. They're the good guys, though. They're the good guys.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alec?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, Do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
The rage for more than a decade have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get. But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock. Ultimate fish oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. What does ultimate mean? That's just our name for the best, the highest grade. What this concentrated anchovy oil, pure Arctic krill oil, and high-quality wild-caught salmon oil does for your brain, your heart, your cardiovascular system, and for your entire body's functions is insane. Regular low-grade fish oil, in all the studies, does outstanding things. This is the highest grade, and it's not been pasteurized, it's not been boiled, so it has its original effects intact. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody should visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil finally back in stock for 50% off. For our regular fans or big supporters, you're going to love it. You already know how great it is. But for folks who've been on the fence, experience Ultimate Fish Oil for yourself. Try taking some before bedtime and see what happens with your dreams.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Amazing. All these tyrants want us to forget what they did to us in the name of COVID, including Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, who recently said this at a press conference.
Own individual reasons. They may personally be vulnerable. They may have events they want to make sure they're not unwell for. They may not have had COVID-19. We all just need to respect everyone's individual decisions.
Oh! We need to respect everyone's individual decisions, except not when we're telling you what to do. Oh, it's classic. And the question was, you know, what about, because, you know, they've gotten rid of the mask mandates and the question is, well, what about people that are still wearing masks? And she said, everyone will wear the mask for their own reason. We should respect their opinion. We should respect them to make their own decision. Except when you don't. Except when you don't. You know what? Let me just step aside for a second and just give a general point of advice for any women listening to the show right now. Should probably do this more often because you're not getting any good advice from female role models that the mainstream media has given you. So maybe a man that likes women could give you some good advice. Jacinda Ardern is one of the worst women leaders on the planet. Just a lying New World Order crook. But you know what? Because she smiles every time she lies to you, she still looks good. So ladies out there, just remember to smile. Just remember to smile. You might be having the worst day. You might think you're looking ugly. A simple smile on your face will turn it all around. A simple smile is all a man needs from a woman to be interested. Just remember that. So even an evil tyrant like Ardern, who I can't stand, even when I see her smile, I can't help but just like like her as a woman. And just take that word of advice. Even an evil tyrant like her smiling, has strong feminine energy. So just remember that, ladies. Now, getting back to the point, though. Oh, respect your decision, except when we're telling you what to do. I see. And Fauci was one of those crooks. Now, he was on the stand today getting it from Congress. Rand Paul giving it to him the worst. And we got a couple of those clips. Let's start. Here's Rand Paul. This is Fauci trying to hide how much money he has made as the government official, how much private money he has made. It's thought to be hundreds of millions, but he won't disclose that information. That just proves that it probably is him taking all of that money because he won't show us what the numbers are. So here's Rand Paul warning that that type of corruption is not going to be allowed for long in clip 12.
So what you're giving us is this, you decry, and people decry vaccine hesitancy. It's coming from the gobbledygook that you give us. You're not paying attention to the science. The very basic science is that previous infection provides a level of immunity. If you ignore that in your studies, if you don't present that in your committees, you're not being truthful or honest with us.
Senator, if I might respond, I have never, ever denied fundamental immunology. In fact, I wrote the chapter in the textbook of medicine.
Is it any
on
the,
fundamental
any of the guidelines,
immunology?
Any of the guidelines for vaccines?
You know,
do any of the guidelines for vaccines from the government include previous infection as something to base your decision making on with vaccines? Do any of the guidelines involve previous infection? That's why you're ignoring previous infection, because it doesn't involve any of the guidelines. And furthermore, we've been asking you, and you refuse to answer, whether anybody on the vaccine committees gets royalties from the pharmaceutical companies. I asked you last time, and what was your response? We don't have to tell you.
Right.
We've demanded them through Freedom of Information Act, and what have you said? We're not going to tell you. But I tell you this, when we get in charge, we're going to change the rules, and you will have to divulge where you get your royalties from what companies, and if anybody on the committee has a conflict of interest, we're going to learn about it. I promise you that.
Mr. Chair, can I respond to that, please?
Man.
Okay, there are two aspects for what you said. You keep saying you approve, you do this, you do that. The committees that give the approval are FDA through their advisory committee. The committees that recommend are CDC through their advisory committee. And you keep saying, I'm the one that's approving a vaccine based on certain data. So I don't really understand, with all due respect, Senator.
You're the and one I that said you would not reveal, no. You would not reveal what company gave you.
What a total liar Anthony Fauci is.
What company gave the other side?
What a total scumbag.
You told
the
committee.
Senator Paul,
sir, could I please answer that?
Briefly,
you
yes.
Keep asking
so
committees, they're not my committees. They're
yeah, all right. So imagine, you're Anthony Fauci. You're put in charge of the COVID response. You're doing the press conferences every day. You're doing 10 television interviews every day. You're telling everyone you're the voice of truth and reason when it comes to COVID. You're promoting the vaccines everywhere you go, every step of the way. You promoted the lockdowns. You promoted the masks. You promoted all of it. You make the most money of any other government worker, not to mention the hundreds of millions of royalties that come into your government administration. And then you sit there and you say, I had nothing to do with anything. I had nothing to do with the COVID response. I had nothing to do with the vaccines. I don't know anything. I'm nothing. I'm nobody. Unreal. That little rat. That bastard. Ron DeSantis was right. I'd like to chuck that weasel across not the Potomac. I'd like to chuck him across the Atlantic. Chuck that weasel across the Atlantic. I want Anthony Fauci, I want him banned from U.S. I want him completely kicked out of this country, banished for life. Go see if any other country will take that scumbag. Now, here he is in clip 13, admitting that he was advising social media companies on what should be allowed on their platforms when it came to COVID.
Beck, I have had over a period of time, and I'd have to check the dates, Senator.
Yes.
Honestly, I'd have to get the correct dates, that Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook had contacted me to make some Facebook Live discussions about encouraging people to get vaccinated.
Oh.
And how we can make sure that people understand the importance of vaccination.
Oh.
So there has been, and that's public record. I think anybody who has access to the public face of that Facebook would see, I think it was three conversations.
Oh, that's public record? 'Cause I'm banned.
That I had back and forth with him
about
promoting the use of vaccinations as a public health intervention.
So now Fauci is saying that Facebook is public record and public access, except I'm banned. That's funny, Fauci. Hilarious stuff. Oh, and I'm sure when you were out there on Facebook with Zuckerberg, the robot, promoting COVID vaccines, that you were warning of the side effects, weren't you? Oh, no, you actually weren't. And that should be, it is considered a crime, but because you're not doing it for an exact pharmaceutical company, I guess you're going to get away with it, aren't you? But here you have it again. So Mark Zuckerberg, whether human or robot, is basically run by the U.S. government. He's run by the feds. He's run by the Democrat Party. He's run by Fauci. They tell him what will be allowed on his platform. And he abides. Maybe that's what he was programmed to do. Incredible stuff. The vaccine. I wonder what they would say about this. Now, they're fear-mongering, legitimately, illegitimately. I guess time will tell about polio in New York City now. Go figure, a Democrat city where a once completely eradicated virus is rearing its ugly head, just like the bubonic plague in California coming in from the illegal immigrants. New York declares state of emergency over polio to boost low vaccination rates. This gets wild, folks. So there was one case of polio a few months ago in New York City. One case. I'm not sure what the latest case numbers are. It's still very low. But nonetheless, it's polio. It's a bad thing. So a state of emergency over polio. Well, where did the polio case start? Where did this polio outbreak derive from? It derived from a vaccine. A polio vaccine. New York detects vaccine-derived polio case. It was a vaccine that started the polio outbreak in New York, just like it did in Africa. Yeah, they sent polio vaccines to Africa. It caused a polio outbreak. Is the same thing about to happen in New York? And so what is the response? 5,000 plus polio vaccines administered, in New York County since confirmed summer case. Vaccine caused a polio outbreak, so let's have more vaccines. Now, the logic here is because an individual was not vaccinated against polio, somebody that was vaccinated against polio is now going to give polio to the non-vaccinated person. So what is the end result if you force that on the planet? Well, I guess nobody gets to live unless they're vaccinated. Oh, now you see the plan.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost with storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year. And I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Folks, the economic disasters are not going away. It's only going to get worse. And now there's about to be a train strike. And so the supply chain issues that we're starting to kind of get caught up on are going to get hit hard. And if on the back end of this, Democrats are somehow able to really stop American energy and really stop the flow of natural gas in this country, folks, it's such a disaster waiting to happen. It's just stunning to think that our leaders want us to live in a third world hellhole, and their policy is to put us in that state. Amtrak cancels all long-distance trains ahead of potential freight rail shutdown. Amtrak and commuter railroads warn of service cuts ahead of impending freight rail strike. So if you're not prepared, folks, emergency food, emergency supplies, preparetoday.com might be the time. Signs are all around you, preparetoday.com. So, I mean, they want to shut down the economy, folks. That's part of the New World Order corporate global government under the guise of stopping man-made climate change. It's to shut down all human activity that isn't the top 1% of the 1% of the elite. They will get to fly. They will get to drive. They will have ease of access. They will have unlimited energy. They will have unlimited finances and resources. The rest of the 99.9% will have nothing and will go into desolation, starvation, and death. That is their plan. And this is how you, it's just like, you know, you have cockroaches in your house. You don't like that. So you call an exterminator to get rid of the cockroaches. That's the globalists. That's the World Economic Forum. That's Bill Gates. That's Klaus Schwab. That's the Democrat Party carrying their water. So look out, folks. Stock market crashing. They're predicting the housing market is about to crash because of the new rate hike. The trains are getting shut down. The truckers are getting shut down. If you don't see where this is going, whew. But I guess Democrats don't. They're just doing this all because they're stupid, I'm sure. And this will be all of us soon if you're in a Democrat city. Homelessness rises in Los Angeles despite more spending. Oh, you don't say. Same thing happens here in Los Angeles, Texas, Austin. They spend more and more money on the homeless. There's more and more homeless people here. Because you know what? All the infrastructure and that they build for homeless, well, they don't use it because they can't do drugs in the hotels and the homeless centers and everything. So they hang out on the streets so they can do their drugs and then go there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner and then live out on the streets doing their drugs. But we'll all be homeless soon. That's the Democrat plan. That's the World Economic Forum plan, to make you dependent on them, drive you into poverty, make you dependent on them, and then, well, you're just unnecessary at this point. It's time to end your life. India says it uncovers fraudulent shell companies with Chinese links. Yeah, that's going on in the West, in America, too. And who was it the other day, guys? See if you can pull it up quickly. There was somebody just the other day that asked, Kirby this. I believe it was John Kirby was asked, why are the Chinese buying land, dozens of properties all around U.S. military bases? And John Kirby goes, oh, I don't know anything about that. I'm not the one to ask about that. I should have sent you the video. I'm sorry. I forgot to send you that video, guys. No, it's okay. If we can just show it on the screen. John Kirby gets asked, National Security Director, what about the Chinese communists buying land all over U.S. military bases? And the National Security Director says, I don't know anything about that. I'm not the guy to ask about that. I'm just the National Security Director. Clown world. So it's not just India that has Chinese shell companies everywhere. It's happening in America. White House official refuses to explain why Biden and men allowing China to buy up U.S. land near military bases. No, no, no. It's not that they just, I mean, they refuse to explain. They say, oh, we don't know anything. You got to ask somebody else. Minnesota man sentenced to life in prison for selling fentanyl in 11 fatal overdoses. But the people who are responsible for tens of thousands of fentanyl deaths in this country, they get to exist in the White House.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, the amount of news stories and examples that I have on my desk in front of me here of liberals sexually grooming and abusing children is stunning and staggering that it's probably going to take the entire hour to cover it. And one such story is being covered at madmamabear.com with Tracy Shannon and Kevin Witt once again doing the legwork here. Church plans drag event for children with satanic drag queen convicted on charges of conspiracy to murder several classmates. Why that person is even allowed anywhere near children is another issue in and of itself. But of course, if you say you're liberal, you're gay, you're here for pride, then bring in the rapist, bring in the conspiracy to murder criminal. Let's bring them in here. But it gets even worse than that. But I want to bring Tracy and Kevin in now. Tracy with Mass Resistance Texas and Mad Mama Bear. And Kevin, who's been doing a lot of great work with them as well, formerly a member of the drag community himself and then left it. Now the liberals hate him. Of course they do, because he tells the truth about them. Guys, where do you want to begin with this story? Because, Kevin, I want to go to you on what we've learned about these individuals, stuff that you recognize from your days in this community, little symbols, little symbolism, little words that they use that most people wouldn't recognize. But let's start with Tracy. When you wrote this story, I mean, what I usually find out is, okay, you scratch the surface, you start to dig, and then it just gets worse, and it gets worse, and it gets worse. I mean, how, first of all, it's bad enough that they're inviting these drag queens to children's classrooms to begin with, but then you find out one was already charged of conspiracy to murder? I mean, what is it like, Tracy, covering these stories?
I mean, it's just shocking that people will just not do their due diligence, not even consider checking the backgrounds of the people that they're holding out as role models for children. So it's just shocking. And really, when Kevin and I were looking at the social media for this particular drag queen, we were freaked out. And another activist was, hearing about it, and we were sharing with her, Kelly Neidert, I think you know her, we were sharing with her that what we were finding, because we happened to be on a phone call together when we discovered this. And she was freaked out. I mean, it's just creepy. This is not the kind of stuff we even want to have, like, on our computer and on our phones, because it was just that creepy, all this occult stuff that this particular drag queen had on his social media.
Yeah, like, they see somebody, like, they'll see a priest in a Trump hat, and they'll say, he shouldn't be allowed anywhere near kids. But then they invite somebody who's known a sexual degenerate and deviant with a conspiracy to murder charges, and they invite him into the classroom. Now, Kevin, you were noticing, going through this individual social media, and you sent me a bunch of images. I didn't send them to the crew, but maybe they can find them or pull them up, where there's different symbolism and phrases that he uses that it's, you know, it's slander, it's slang, slang inside the trans community, the drag community, that you were noticing that I guess these teachers don't realize what he's communicating through these posts.
No, he was using, in one of his pictures,
he had on a green dress with the biohazard symbol. The biohazard symbol in the LGBT community means that you're positive and that you are a quote-unquote spreader. So you will have sex with someone.
You're talking about HIV.
Yes, HIV. You will have sex with a person who is not positive in order to infect them. Yes, there's the image of the biohazard symbol, which he uses in a lot of his different costumes. And so that means that you're infected and that you're willing to give it to someone else. Because there are people out there, unfortunately, that are so demented and deranged that they want to get HIV because they feel like if they get it, they will already have gotten it because they're going to get it anyways. Now they can have unprotected sex with whoever they want to. So that's just one of the symbolisms he uses. He also dresses up as a pig in one of his, he wears a pig snout in one of his pictures. And the pig symbolizes a nasty pig. A nasty pig is a gay man who is into pee, poop, urine, like armpits, like sniffing dirty butt. I mean,
and this is what they do. This is like they had, it's funny, but it's true. They used to bring Ms. Kitty Litter, Ms. Kitty Litter to these children events. It's because he likes to lick butt. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah. But,
this is what they bring to your kids, folks. God.
These people are so demented and they are okay with it. And this dude is into all that. On top of the fact that he obviously has a fetish, a fantasy of murdering people, because it would be different if, because that whenever that happened, he was 17 in high school. According to him, he was really bullied. Okay, great. But you have not changed because the pictures on your Facebook of are of you. Well, that one image that you saw, he's like eating a dead body, it looks like. So he's into all that still. And that's just not the type of person that needs to be around children. If this church that's having this drag show cared remotely about children, they would have done research, done a background check on this person. I found his real name, Jason Kettle, in a matter of 5 minutes just by looking at his Facebook. So it's not hard. It's a simple Google search.
And by the way, this is, it's not like this is a new phenomenon of symbolizing things with what you wear. It starts, I mean, a lot of people know about wearing your pants below your butt when you're in jail means, hey, I'm okay to be sodomized. Now they turn that into a pop culture thing. They don't even know what they're representing, but it's the same thing. It's like, hey, look, I got my pig snout in. If you want to poop on me, I'm down with it. Like invite me over later. We'll have a whole thing. So, but it'd be one thing if they were doing this in their own private time and they had their own bars and everything. Like, I wouldn't be covering it. I don't want anything to do with it. It's not me. But they're bringing it to the children's classrooms. Tracy, you've been dealing with this since I've met you like 5 years ago. Talk about when you first started with mass resistance and the stuff that, that we were fighting against then to the levels that it's reached now.
Right. I mean, initially started out, parents were concerned and taxpayers were concerned that they were having, promoting basically gender ideology in the libraries with drag queens, because that's really what this is all about, is promoting the LGBTQ sexual ethic to children. And so we are opposed to that. But none of the, nobody wanted to hear, sorry about that.
It's all right. The feds are calling you right now. They want to arrest you for talking about this.
I mean, nobody wanted to hear about it at our city council in Houston. They acted like we're homophobes and transphobes. So after a few visits to City Hall and some protesting, we decided to really check the backgrounds of the, drag queens that were performing in Houston. And when we did that, we saw just that their performances are filled with erotica and kink and fetishism. And of course, we went a little further and found that they were prostitutes, porn stars, transsexual dominatrix for hire, and two sex offenders that were in the program. And no background checks were done. And most of the time, background checks are not done. It's because, you know, when it involves one of the favored minorities, and in this case, a sexual minority, liberals with an agenda do not want to even do due diligence. But if they cared at all about kids, they wouldn't be promoting drag culture to kids, because drag culture is not for kids. It's full of drug use and just pornography and hypersexual activity, using poppers, which are to relax the sphincter muscles so they could, you know, get gangbanged by several men in a row and shove larger stuff up their anuses. I mean, this is what the culture is. And, you know, we're not being honest about it with this love is love business and this Hallmark card type of videos that they put out during all year now, not just Pride Month. And so let's just be honest about what you're promoting to kids and what it leads to, like the bug chasing that Kevin was talking about. And of course, now we found that, you know, this particular drag queen, you know, had planned to kill 20 of his classmates with another friend of his when he was in high school. And by looking at his social media, we can clearly see that the bloodlust hasn't stopped with him.
It's just, folks, you're listening to this, I understand, if you haven't seen this before, it sounds ridiculous, it's ludicrous, it's almost hilarious. It is hilarious, kind of. This is what they're bringing to children's classrooms, and they're calling it pride, they're calling it liberal, they're calling it tolerance. It's none of the above. It's degenerative, it's sexual deviancy, it's perversion, it's sexual grooming, it's child abuse is what it is. Do it on your own time, leave the kids out of it.
Sold out for more than a year and a half because of supply chain breakdowns. Our best-selling product, Super Blue, is finally back in stock. The original, available at InfoWarsStore.com. It only came in 3 weeks ago, and already half of our stock has sold out, so thank you all for the support. But Super Blue has a lot of fans. And you can get it for 40% off by itself. But when you get it in the trifecta with our activated charcoal toothpaste infused with essential oils, so great for your mouth and gums, you can get it for 50% off with Super Coral Whitening Toothpaste as well. So get the trifecta for 50% off together or 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll have great health with your gums and your mouth and your teeth, and you know you're funding the tip of the spear in the fight against the globalist. Super Blue, being sold out for more than a year and a half, finally back available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Everybody knows that high-quality fish oil does fantastic things for your cardiovascular system, for your brain, for every part of your body. But what I don't see being promoted is the fact that it has natural psychotropic effects. It certainly does for me. When I take a couple of these capsules an hour before bed, my sleep, my dreams are amazing. Now, there are actually some studies out there linking it to amazing events in the brain. But I want you to experience it for yourself. We know it's good for your heart. We know it's good for your brain. We know it's good for your arteries and veins and your lungs and every other function in your body. But I want you to experience this high-grade fish oil, this ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com, and see what it does if you take it before bedtime. Ultimate fish oil, 50% off, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. You're really going to miss out if you don't get it.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The fact that we have to have the debate about whether it's appropriate or not to bring children into the porn culture, drag culture, sex kink culture, the fact that we're even having that debate shows you that there's an agenda to do just that, bring children into that realm. And here's proof of it. Drag bingo, all ages, drag bingo. And it says, for adults, $25 to enter, but for children, it's only 25. Or excuse me, it's only 20. 25 for an adult, children, it's 20. Drag bingo. And I think, okay, well, what's the strategy here? Well, it's like women's night or ladies' night at the bar. Why does a bar have ladies' night? So we can get women to come out and drink at the bar. You offer them free drinks or whatever, free cover to come to the bar so that the men know, hey, ladies are going to be at the bar. I'm going to go to the bar and I'm going to have drinks. It's a marketing thing so that you can bring women out so that men that are interested in women will come spend money at the bar. I mean, when I see this, I think it's the same thing. Hey, let's bring children out and we want children at our event. So let's tell them they can get in for cheaper. And then what? I guess the pedophiles will want to come out and spend money too. I mean, Kevin, when you see this, $20 for kids, $25 for adults, I mean, for drag bingo for kids, what goes through your mind?
Well, they're paying these drag queens. Who we need to be going after also is these venues that are hosting these drag shows. These venues are paying the drag queens to be there. And as a former drag queen myself, I mean, it's rare for a drag queen to turn down money because that's the way they make their money. So on one note, I can't fault the drag queen for performing somewhere and making their money. But at the same time, the venue shouldn't be having drag queens perform for children. And if they are, they should be doing background checks. If they just can't resist having drag queens performing for kids, at least do a background check. This venue's a church. Why does a church want to have drag queens so bad perform for kids that they are willing to pay them? And this particular drag queen, Tisha Flowers, is Miss Gay Houston, US of A. So they have to be paying her at least $250 to go and perform for children.
You know, the fact they're not doing background checks to me says that they know that they're potentially bringing in pedophiles and criminals. There's no other circumstance where you don't do a background check like this. I spoke at a college campus. This was long before InfoWars when I was in sports media. It was a sports media class and the professor knew me and he invited me to come speak to the class about sports media and what they need to know. I had to have a background check to go speak to college students about sports media, but they don't bring hookers and prostitutes and porn stars into a background check to speak to kids. It's crazy. Now, Tracy, I know you've been a part of having a lot of these things shut down once the public awareness is brought out. I don't know if this is the one that we're covering with the latest biohazard HIV positive drag queen they want to bring out to kids because there's so many of them. I can't even figure it out. But they did cancel one in Katy, Texas. And I remember somebody invited me to go protest that. Yeah, it's the same one. They canceled this one coming up that we're talking about because of the awareness. And somebody sent me, said, hey, you should come out to this. I said, look, now that you found it, they're going to cancel it. So they did cancel it. And then the coffee shop named Cool Beans, they are the ones promoting it, saying, come out, drag queen, bingo for kids. And then they said, oh, we have to cancel it because people were sharing our advertisement. And it was misinterpreted. No, we look right on it. We see how you have the prices. We see how you say it's back to kid school drag show for all ages. So, I mean, Tracy, isn't it funny? It's like how they hate libs of TikTok. All you do is share their stuff, put a mirror up to themselves, and then they say, why are you doing this to me?
Right. That's exactly right. We're just showing what they've already shared with the world, but we're just compiling it and putting it together and asking the obvious, why is this being held out to children? Why would you want to give kids, just say that these kids do identify as LGBTQ. Are you really the best ally for these kids if you're promoting a drag queen as their role model? I don't think so. And really, what's with all this sexualizing children that are different because they behave differently or don't fit some stereotype? You're pigeonholing them into some sexual identity or gender identity and making them potentially a patient for life. This is really, to me, it's child abuse.
No, it's absolutely child abuse. Kevin, would you say... You were in the drag community for a long time. Would you say you're more mentally fit, mentally healthier, psychologically healthier now that you put that life behind you or back then?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. I have been through therapy and counseling and faith-based therapy and counseling as well, and I am 100% more mentally aware of my surroundings, of my who I am and everything else. I do want to bring it to your attention that the drag show in Katy, the drag bingo that we're talking about at the First Christian Church has not been canceled. What they did was whenever we started talking about Tisha, they took Tisha off of the flyer as one of the performers. But then I spoke with Tisha yesterday and she will absolutely be there.
So I think I'm just confused because it's two of the similar events. One got canceled, one didn't. It's just the flyers look the same. It's the same marketing for the kids. I mean, there's so much of it. It's hard to even make any, keep it straight. No pun intended.
Cool Beans and Didn't got canceled, but the Katy drag show did not. And in fact, this weekend on the 17th, we have another drag show for kids at North Texas Pride.
And what are the details there? I mean, it's Pride all the time now. Pride month. No, it's Pride all the time.
Well, in Dallas, we're having a second gay pride parade. So, this is aside from Gay Pride Month. We're having a Gay Pride Parade on the 18th going through downtown Dallas because the Pride Month was not enough for them.
Yeah, exactly. It'll never be enough. That's why they're going after the children now. They want your offspring too. They want to march in the streets. They want to have sex in the streets. Now they want access to your kids. Anything else on this issue, Tracy?
People keep on the lookout for what's going on in your community. This is absolutely inappropriate for children. If you find anything, report it to us, and we'll do our best to get it put down.
And where's the best place to follow you and report these issues?
We are on Culture Warriors of America. So on Twitter, it's at Culture Warriors USA. And on Facebook, Culture Warriors of America, I'm on mass_TX on Twitter.
And then
madmamabear.com. Yeah, and Kevin, what about you?
I have kevinwitt.me, and then we have cwofa.com. That's Culture Warriors' website. Together, me and Tracy have an organization called Culture Warriors of America.
Well, you guys are doing great work to protect the kids. Thank you guys for joining me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
And folks, when we come back from this break, I've got more of it. It's not just Texas where they're doing this to kids. It's all over.
ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. And it's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalist. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalist. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't have an operational name. In fact, I bet it does. I bet it's called Operation Matador. They see us as the bull, and they are shaking a red flag in our face. And the Matador is the deep state with a long, skinny, razor-sharp sword so that when the bull lunges forward, the Matador uses the force of its weight to drive it into the heart and step aside with his cape as the bull buries himself into the dust. They've got the ace of spades in their hand, which is false flags. Before you launch a war, you stage false flags. That's the first thing you do, because nobody wants to say they started a war. Bad guys start wars. So every time a war gets launched by bad guys, they stage an event. This is Operation Matador.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get, but then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. In this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside, but go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 20.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning. This broadcast might offend
the easily offended.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer at band.video.
The science. I believe in science. I love science.
There's only two genders, a man and a woman.
You liar, you bigot.
That's what we're dealing with. It's insane. ladies and gentlemen. It's insane. We just heard about how they're sexually grooming and abusing children, or attempting to, in Texas, the liberal Democrats, that is. And they're doing it all over. Here it is in Illinois. The Joliet, Illinois Pride Network. Only five more sleeps, and Joliet Pride Fest is here. Free family fun. The Joliet Pride Fest. Because Pride Month isn't enough, a whole month, for these degenerate sexual freaks to perform disgusting acts in the streets with kids. No, it's all year long. Just as I warned you it would be, too. You heard it right here first. Joliet, Illinois is having a Pride Fest sponsored by elected officials. They encourage kids to bring your dollar bills so they can hand tips to the drag queens during the drag show. Yeah, I mean, we should be indoctrinating our children into sex work and hookers and strip clubs and sexual degeneracy and addiction. It's a good policy that the left has towards children. Good approach. If they make it out of the womb, if the Democrats can't murder the baby before it comes out of the womb, let's at least turn it into our sex toy. That's your Democrat liberal logic. Here it is in Wisconsin. Grooming alert. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has created a guide for gender expansive preschoolers. The guide dubs parents trolls and jerks if they refuse to use the they-them pronouns or allow their kids to read books about trans toddlers. So you have to force the sexual degeneracy on them, force them into the indoctrination. And if you don't, then they say it's okay to be violent. And in the book that they promote, there is a comic where a girl refuses to use the they-them pronouns, and so they throw the book at her and they say, this is a good thing. They say, if education fails and folks are being jerks, you can just throw this book in their face. And it literally shows them throwing a book in the girl's face. So violence against women. So promoting violence against women. And it's not just the they-them. It's the she here. It's the cat-dog pronouns. It's all the nonsense. It's just all the made-up words that they want to confuse children with. Why do they hate children so much? If they can't kill them out of the womb, why do they want to confuse and abuse them? What is wrong with the American left? What is wrong with American liberals? Something has gone seriously wrong in your brains. Idaho's government offers porn literacy, other corrupting practices, to K through 12 students. And we have a video of them discussing this. This is the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare in clip 22, talking about how they want to show kids porn and tell them that it's good for them in clip 22.
We can promote a shame-free educational space by letting young people know that it's okay if they are curious. It's okay if they have watched porn, and it's okay if they have thought about porn. I always make sure to say someone being curious about sex and or porn does not make them a bad person. It makes them human. It's so important we normalize that this is a natural human experience. And I also want to make a point to share that not wanting to watch porn is also completely fine. There is no judgment and shame for not being curious.
That's really
okay too. And we want to create environments in the classroom where students don't shame each other.
So as an educator, my job is to provide information about sexual health and have students critically think by exploring all sides of an issue.
That's her job, she says.
Critical thinking skills are the largest component of porn literacy. It's the ability for young people to analyze and ask questions about the media that they're viewing. Critical thinking skills allow young people to understand the intention behind pornography.
So much of sex education is reflecting on our values and beliefs in relation to a topic, and porn literacy is no exception. For facilitators, it's first important for them to reflect on their reasons for wanting to teach porn literacy. Do they want to teach porn literacy because they believe watching porn and by extension sex work is inherently bad and they want to stop young people from accessing it? That's unfortunately not going to lead to good conversations because it's pushing one agenda, that porn is bad.
Yeah, porn is bad. All the studies know it. Masturbation is a disgusting, despicable act. That's why you do it by yourself in private and don't want anyone to know about it. And this is just unbelievable stuff. And you know, we're one of the few people in media here that actually brings up the porn issue. And we don't bring it up often, but I'll bring it up. Adults watch porn. It's no secret that all these porn sites are the top sites. But to promote it to kids, to act like it doesn't have horrible psychological effects on you and your sex life is just such a lie. Why do you want kids to watch porn? What the hell is wrong with you? And to say that it's okay, I mean, this is the equivalent of, instead of having DARE, which I think mostly is just ridiculous BS, but okay, it's probably overall a good thing to discourage drug and alcohol use to children. That's probably a good thing. Now, the fear-mongering and everything, okay, maybe it's a little outlandish, but in general, I'm not going to sit here and say DARE is bad because they fear-monger, because I think overall it's a good thing that kids are discouraged from drug and alcohol abuse at a young age. Drugs and alcohol are bad for you. Is anybody denying this? I'm no angel. I've abused alcohol plenty of times. I've tried just about anything under the sun. Doesn't mean it's good for kids. Doesn't mean I'm going to promote it. But so it's the same thing. We should be, if you're going to have porn literacy or education in the classroom, you should be discouraging it to children. You should be telling them all of the negative side effects. You should be fear-mongering over what will happen to them if they watch porn at a young age. The addiction. Porn is essentially the same thing as a drug, folks. It gives you the dopamine response. It gives you the outcome you're looking for. And it's addicting like a drug. And they know that. And they're promoting it to children now. If anything, it should be discouraged. Unbelievable stuff. This is what they do. The University of Indiana has unveiled a statue honoring Alfred Kinsey. Kinsey was a degenerate pedophile lunatic who conducted research on the orgasms of children and babies. One of the most prolific groomers of the 20th century. No wonder the left honors him. By the way, I remember in my human psychology class, the teacher, who was a great professor, by the way, she was one of the favorite professors there. And I remember when we were doing research on Kinsey's work, she always would lead by saying how controversial of a figure he was and that he was involved in disgusting stuff. She always led with that and then would go on to teach the lesson about his work. But, you know, now he gets honored. University erects sculpture of sex researcher accused of defending pedophilia. And then you learn about the sculptor who's making the statue in honor of the pedophile. And he does other such work, such as lick a dick. And he has other work, like he puts in a genre of sexual fetishes, like a furry altar to Jesus Christ, so you can go in there as a furry and have sex in front of Jesus as a direct confrontation to Christianity. That's the sculptor that they hired to make the Kinsey statue. It's just unbelievable stuff that's going on here. And then you have a Rhode Island teacher who is on leave after a group of middle school boys who thought he was a creep used a pedophile database to keep track of how he interacted with girls in their class, and they documented it, and now he's on leave. You know, it's sad because I don't suggest this because I don't want to see discrimination in this country because I know how it goes. It doesn't just go one way like the left thinks. But if you were going to discriminate because they want to keep conservatives out of the classroom, but really if you were going to discriminate from keeping anyone out of the teacher roles, it would be liberals. Isn't it so obvious at this point? They don't show up to school to teach children. They show up to sexually groom them and indoctrinate them.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out of control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros, for septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats. It goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at thebiopros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or thebiopros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as gonna get. But then the supply chain broke down, and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I don't have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
So there's all these rumors going around. It's President Trump on the golf course with no golf clubs. And they're, he went for a golf outing, but he had no golf clubs. And then, of course, some are saying, well, he was just surveying the golf course before the next LIV tour goes there, the next golf event goes there. Some are saying, oh, he's having meetings on a golf course because he doesn't trust anybody to meet in their offices around cell phones or computers or anything because the feds are always watching. Who knows if any of that is true, but here's what we do know now. The federal government, the Biden administration, and the Democrats are basically going after anybody within 1 degree of separation of Donald Trump now. So it was known last week, I wasn't on the air, but it was known last week that the Democrats were about to subpoena and raid a bunch of Trump supporters. And it has happened since. Mike Lindell, the most recent example. He's not going to be the last. Pretty much any lawyer who's represented Trump in the last 5 years is probably going to get indicted and or subpoenaed. Pretty much anybody who communicates with Trump that's at a high level or has a lot of influence or money, like Mike Lindell, is going to be subpoenaed, investigated. Of course, they've already come after me. They have all my electronic devices. And so here's their frustration, folks. They have nothing. They have no evidence at all. They have nothing. It's the same thing with Russian collusion. They all claim they have evidence. They didn't have it, so they did a proctology exam of everyone that Trump knows and everyone in his family, and they never found anything. So now they're just doing the exact same thing with January 6th. So anybody who's been texting Trump is about to get a subpoena and or an indictment. They went after my family, folks. They went for phone records of my family members. Never went in the building, never talked to Donald Trump in my life. Never called for violence. These people are out of control. And any FBI agent who is willingly going along with it, oh, I'm just doing my job, said the Nazi. Any FBI agent going along with this, you are now, in my view, committing treason against the American people, and you're committing crimes for the Democrat Party. And you probably know it, but you need the job just like everyone else because you got bills to pay. I get it. Just doing your job like a good Nazi. And it is Nazi. These are socialists. These are left wingers, just like the Nazis. So just expect a lot more indictments, a lot more subpoenas, a lot more arrests coming in Trump's, let's say Trump's circle. His lawyers, his associates, people in media, it's coming, folks. And so I don't know how bad it has to get until people realize just the evil of the Democrat Party, the corruption that we're dealing with. But it's going to get worse. And if it's not the economy, if it's not the crime, it'll be the political persecution, maybe. Speaking of Democrats, here's Nancy Pelosi. This is just pathetic, folks. Here's Nancy Pelosi giving a speech at the White House in front of a bunch of Democrats. So unenthused and unenergized, she has to beg for applause in clip 16.
Kitchen table items for America's working families. Mr. President, thank you for unifying and inspiring a vision of a stronger, fairer, safer future for all, for our children. Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line.
Now, why does she have to beg for the applause there? Because all the Democrats in attendance of her speech know she's lying. They know that everything she just said about Biden is a lie. And this is just another propaganda piece of a Democrat lying. So they don't cheer. So they have to be asked to cheer. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot we're supposed to cheer at this point of the propaganda. Democrats, like trained sheep, like trained seals, clap. Here's Pelosi again making a joke out of the fact that Republicans don't want to kill babies and Democrats do in clip 17.
There is a conflict within the Republican Party. There are those in the party that think life begins at the candlelight dinner the night before. And these people are
so there you go. So clearly, why is Lindsey Graham setting the table for the Democrats to take back the debate ahead of the midterms and make it about abortion? Why is Lindsey Graham doing that? It's almost like he's working for the Democrats. And then here's Nancy Pelosi saying, look, oh, Republicans are conflicted on abortion. Oh, look, see? Did she tell Lindsey Graham to do that? But, oh, it's funny. Oh, it's funny because Republicans and Christian conservatives don't want to chop up babies that have a beating heart and that have feelings. They want to stop it at the dinner the night before. Ha ha ha. No. You, the Democrat Party, are pro chopping up and murdering babies. That's what you are. You can make all the jokes you want about Republicans. You like baby murder. You know what they do to those babies. You know they chop them up. You know that baby has a heartbeat. You know that baby has feelings. And you want that baby dead. You want the right to murder your baby. Let's just call it what it is, Nancy. As many jokes as you want to make, Republicans think it begins at the night, dinner the night before. No, Republicans don't want to chop up and murder babies like you do. They don't believe that's a right. Now, here's Hank Johnson. This guy thinks islands float, so he's not very bright. So I'm not surprised he falls for the Democrat Party propaganda of January 6th or goes along with it. But here he is. I'll have to break this one down bit by bit, all the lies told by Hank Johnson in clip 18.
January 6th, 2021 will never be forgotten, an infamous day in American history MAGA Republicans descended upon the Capitol, engaged in an insurrection.
Pause it right there. There was no insurrection. There's no proof of insurrection. They've searched thousands of phones, thousands of emails. They can't find any proof of insurrection. Nobody was planning on going into the building that day except maybe federal agents or Antifa members. And then Trump supporters got tricked into doing it once the police let them in. So no, there was no insurrection. And then he says they occupied the Capitol. Also not true. As soon as the emergency alert went out and as soon as Trump said leave the Capitol, within an hour, it was cleared out. So not like the Democrats that occupied capitals for weeks and days where there were dozens of murders. No. But see, none of that counts. They're Democrats. They can commit crimes and murder and anything they want. Only their opposition are bad. But the lies continue from Hank. Go on.
Capitol, 5 people were killed.
Oh, there it is again. Pause it. Five people were killed. Who got killed, Hank? All Trump supporters. The only deaths on January 6th were all Trump supporters. But don't tell a liberal Democrat that because they don't believe the truth. They don't live in reality. The only people that died on January 6th were all Trump supporters killed by police. Now, any other day, that would be police brutality and Democrats would riot and burn cities down to the ground. But because it happened to Trump supporters on January 6th, they're okay with cops killing innocent, unarmed people. And then they lie and say cops died that day. Just a total lie. Just a total lie. All right, you know what? I can't deal with Hank anymore. That's enough from Hank. Let's just press through some of this other news on my desk before we take a 21-hour break here on the InfoWars War Room. Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver suspended and fined $10 million for racist language. Folks, this is an unbelievable story. Who knows how much money they spent investigating this guy? The investigation was like you don't have this much investigation at a top level government. They went through, they did 320 interviews and examined over 80,000 emails, texts, and videos after an ESPN report about alleged racism. And what they found was he used the N-word 5 times when quoting basketball players. So, I mean, it's no secret. I've been courtside at ball games. Sometimes they don't have the dump switch ready to go. And you'll hear N-bombs all the time on a basketball court and on a football field. I mean, hear it all the time. Not to mention the rap songs. But so then he goes and quotes the players and they say, you're fine, you're a racist. So a whitey, a cracker is not allowed to sing a rap song with the N-word, and a cracker is not allowed to quote a black person that uses the N-word either. Just making sure that we all, and if you do, you're gonna be fined, you bigot. Woke Department of Defense Equity Chief Kalisha Wing has a history of anti-white Twitter posts. Oh, but you see, Suns owner Robert Sarver didn't say the N-word because he's a racist against black people. He was quoting black people. Kalisha Wing did put anti-white posts on Twitter because she hates white people because she's a racist bigot. But you see, she gets a job. You see how that works? She gets a job for hating white people and being a racist. But if you say the N-word quoting somebody else, you get fined and you get suspended. See how that works? It's amazing stuff, isn't it? It's the Democrats. The Democrats, the modern day Nazis. The modern day dirty, murderous commies that we're still dealing with in this country. But not much longer, folks. We are waking up and taking the country back from this tyrannical scum. That does it for the InfoWars War Room. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.